You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Well, we were talking about the things that we're getting ripped off on, and we all just kind of go along with it. You know, we're like, well, that's just the way life is, and that's what companies do.
Well, you know, I don't think people want to make, well, some people, look, some people live to make waves.
Well, I
think the average person, just like you said, is just like, well, I don't want to cause trouble.
I'm starting to make my way into camp make waves. You got to start calling some of these things out for, you know, being a ripoff. Like, here's a quick example. When you go pay for a 20-ounce drink and 15 ounces of it is ice. So you're getting just a little bit of liquid when you go buy a big drink. So when you're there, just be like, give me a little bit of ice. Just a little bit.
So I learned the phrase many, many years ago is that you're supposed to ask for easy ice. All right, easy ice. And what I learned from doing that is how many times people who are getting your drink for you when you request easy ice get pissed off about that. And I'm thinking to myself,
it's less work.
Well, I'm thinking to myself, you know, you might be serving this drink right now, but there are times where you are the consumer also.
Yeah,
you should totally understand where I'm coming from. You should not be complicit in the ripoff. When I ask for easy ice, you should be like, yeah, here's somebody who knows what they're talking about.
Yeah, especially, say, when you're rolling through one of those coffee places and you order the $6 coffee, you know, and you get three sips out of it, and you're like, what the hell? This is all ice.
All ice.
It pisses you off, but we all go along with it.
Movie theaters is where that tends to happen a lot. I saw one time where they threw the cup down into the ice thing, and they brought it up. Not only was the cup filled with ice, okay, it was a little mountain peak over the top of the cup.
Wow.
And I said, you can't even fit any more ice into that cup.
He's pushing it in.
Yeah, it's like
got his hand on top of it.
There.
Oh.
I would like to know in a 20-ounce drink how many ounces you are
getting. It's not a lot. It's got to be 5 ounces.
All right, what's another example?
There's a bunch here. Convenience fees when you buy things online and then they slap you with the convenience fee of buying it online. Really? It is not necessary. It doesn't need to be there.
Some, you know, the convenience is for them. It's not for us. They make it seem like this is a convenience fee because we're giving you an easier way to do this.
Right.
The convenience is for them because it's
just
all automated.
Yeah. They're just slapping an extra fee on it just because. This is coming off of a news article I was reading, all these. One was going along with rent increases, and one woman was talking about how she was paying, you know, $1,000 a month, and then each year it keeps going up, you know, $200, then $200. And she was going along with it. She's like, no, I'm not going along with it. And she left the place and then looked it up when the guy went and re-rented it. He was re-renting it for her original $1,000 a month.
He wanted to see if he could squeeze it out of her.
So she was saying, don't go along with a lot of these rent increases. Call them out. Bank card fees, where they give you that yearly $10 fee for just using their card. And we're all like, okay, I like my bank. I'll pay the extra $10. No,
Gretchen,
call them up and be
that.
Like, I don't want to pay this.
Gretchen went off on that a few months ago when she got her little statement in. And she was like, she goes, this is a bunch of, you know, and the sailor language came pouring out. And she was like, you know, they say this bank says that the limit that you have to have in your account to waive the fee is $1,500. She goes, okay, so that's a pretty good chunk of change.
Yeah.
She goes, but they're thinking about raising that to $2,500. So for a lot of people, to keep $2,500 at all time in an account
is... That was one of the things in this article that the person was complaining about. They're essentially charging you to be poor, you know?
Right!
They're saying, you don't have enough money in here. Give us more money.
Now, it's not like I don't understand how banks work, and I understand they got to make money, too, and blah, blah, blah. I get that. But that's exactly right. It's, like, reversed.
It is. It totally is.
If you can't afford it, then we'll charge you.
Yes, and we just go along with it. Okay, I don't have enough money in there. Take some more.
You know, there are times that you can pick up the phone or go in to see the banker and say, I have been a customer here for X number of years, blah, blah, blah.
Yes, and they'll a lot of times
wait. And they'll be like, all right, we'll give you a little break.
Now, the last one I have here on my list, there's a little story behind it because I've been holding off for about 2 months telling you a little backstory here, but this the last one on here is going along with your dentist. They say you should always get second opinions. This isn't for all dentists, so don't email me, but generally you should try to get second opinions on cavities and if you need fillings or if you need, you know, such and such polish or grinding or a lot of the times it's just kind of tacked on, you know, you don't really need it, but it would maybe be beneficial, you know, and then they tack it on. So the little story behind this is what's been my thing for all the years that you've known me, Dom.
You've never had a cavity.
I've never had a ding-dang cavity.
And I got to tell you something. I have secretly, in my heart,
wished.
The dark soul that I have, I have wished for you to get one cavity.
Well, buddy, I went into the dentist about 2 months ago. They took x-rays.
What?
And after sitting there for quite a while they were looking at the x-rays, the dentist came in and said, I have found two cavities.
Oh, my God! I'm so happy!
Hold on. Shut it off!
What?
Now,
I have
waited years
for you to get a cavity.
You can't even. I can't even explain the pain in my chest and the drop in my stomach when she said it. But then she started to go on, and she said, you know, I was back there for quite a while, and I was searching and searching, and I think I see two cavities back in there. And it happened so quickly when she came out and told me, and unfortunately it was 5 minutes before I had to leave to go pick up my kids from school, so I couldn't really dig any deeper and be like, you know, what? You know, and she didn't bring up the x-rays on the screen. She didn't show me where they were. So I just was like, okay, we'll make the drilling appointment. So they quickly did that, and I had to bounce to get my kids. And then I got home, and I started thinking about it, and I was like,
I cannot be flawed in this way.
I've gone so long. And listen, I recently changed dentists, so that upped my suspicion as well, because my past dentist was like, you know, you've gone this long, it's going to be extremely rare if you ever get one.
Let me tell you a little story to back you up, actually.
Okay.
Many years ago, I went through a horrible phase where every dentist I went to retired. So I went to Dr. Melorogno for years and years and years. He up and retired on me. I'm like, what? So I found another dentist, Dr. Smart, and she was fantastic. Mm-hmm. And I went to her maybe twice, and then she retired. And she was young, too. Those dentists are making bank.
Well, they're charging extras.
Bank, man.
Charging.
So she retired. And so then, you know, I searched around, and I found another dentist, and I went. And on my very first visit, this dentist comes out and says, yeah, I found like three cavities. You need a crown. You need this. And I was like, whoa, that's not me. I'm Mr. Clean Brush and Floss all the time.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, no, we can set up an appointment. Let's get you set up for an appointment. I said, I'll get back to you. I immediately made an appointment with another dentist.
Mm-hmm.
And I went in. It was like 10 days later. And I told them, they go, you don't have any cavities. You don't need a crown.
See?
You don't need any of that. And I was like, I'm not maligning dentists, by the way.
No,
those
we're not.
Dentists,
we're just being suspicious.
Look, it's right with anything, right? There's 7 billion people on the planet.
Yes.
Not all of them are going to be as noble and,
it's
you know,
good
honest
to get second opinions, too, when it comes to things about your body.
But I do got to say, I still want you to have
my drilling is scheduled for Tuesday. I'm going to cancel it. Because
Listen,
I've emailed them multiple times saying, send me the x-rays and circle where the cavity is. They can't seem to get back to me.
They have to have time to go Photoshop it.
They were like, well, let's see if we can get that to you. They're like, we're not really sure how to mark on these because they're digital. I'm like, they're digital. Open up Microsoft Paint, drop it into it, and circle where the cavity is. Pull it up on the screen, point with your finger, and take a picture with your phone. They can't seem to get back to me. I'm very suspicious, especially the whole, I had to search and search, but I think I found two.
Go get a second opinion.
I think I'm going to.
But if the second one says, yeah, you've got at
then
least
I'll
one
go back.
Cavity.
I'll go back to the first one. Then.
No. Well,
why?
I don't, well,
well, then I'll
don't
go give. Why? I'm just getting a second opinion.
Then you're just using the second dentist.
And? That's my second opinion. They'll still get paid for x-rays.
Here's another one. Glasses and contacts.
Oh, my gosh. Frames, really?
Come on. I mean, that is a ripoff.
You find that perfect pair, and they're like, oh, yeah, those are $800.
What? Yes. Or more.
Or more, man.
And
yes.
You know what's so funny is that your insurance, you know, you're like, hey, pay for your vision insurance because it covers, you know, glasses and stuff. Yeah. It covers like the first $75 of a $500 pair of frames or whatever.
Yep.
And then the other one that I want to throw in that I think is a ripoff and we all just go along with is the cost of cables, meaning like your charging cable or HDMI cables.
Yes.
Right? Those things, like a charging cable, which breaks, you know, every 3.5 days. And those things are expensive
like $14 for a cable. You're like, what? It's good.
To the phones. Kelly's holding. Kelly, good morning. Welcome.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey.
So what's another ripoff that we all just put up with?
Oh, my gosh. Well, I actually just looked this morning for a plane ticket for July. Yes. They're like, for my kids and I to go to Florida to see my parents, it's like $800 per ticket.
To go to Florida.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm flying back to Denver in July, and, you know, I'd been in Denver just like 2 months before, and suddenly the prices are more than doubled what they were.
Well,
exactly.
Fuel, man.
Oh. Man, oh, man. Jeremy, I might have to stay at your basement.
Can All right, come that? On over. We'll make goulash. It'll be fun.
How many tickets do you got to buy, Kelly?
Three.
Oh, yeah. So you're looking at like 20 after, because they add fees, too.
The convenience fees.
So you're looking at like $2,500 for you guys to fly to Florida and get all those big bugs and
cancel.
Alligators
just cancel.
There.
You don't need to go there.
Yeah, wait. That's what we're thinking. We're just going to stay here.
Yep.
Now, wait a minute. Now, you said you'd go see your parents. Is that right?
Yes, my parents.
So there's two of them. So it's cheaper for them to fly out to see you than the three of you to go to Florida.
That's true, but they are old, and they complain about the altitude every time they're here.
Oh.
Well, I totally
so My ears hurt.
You want to see your grandkids, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just send one grandkid, then. The next summer, you can send the other one.
Rotate them.
Right.
Kelly, thanks for calling. Have a fun day, okay?
You too.
Bye.